K-A-Y-T-F-M. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Of five small barley loaves, present himself to the people and to the world as the bread of life. So that when we are hungry for life, he, Jesus, is the all-sustaining bread. I'm reminded when the children of Israel was hungry, God rained down manna, or bread, and this sustained them. God is a supplier of all of our needs.
Yes, he is.
When we honor and bless and magnify him, he hears our prayers, our petition, our supplication. When we honor and look to him, from whence cometh our help, and know that our help comes from the Lord sustains us. Mama and Papa made it on $25 a week. And yet the Lord was sustaining them. And now we make thousands and say we can't make it. I know inflation has its toll. But inflation don't know our God. When you put God in the equation, things get stretched. Always things happen when God is in the equation. How do you know, Pastor? When you trust him and you depend on him, when you're obedient to him, God's always sent a raven. What do you mean, a raven? A raven is always there to provide for you, as God did Elijah, as he sent a raven to feed him, bring bread and meat for him. Where's your raven? Have God sent someone to provide for you out of nowhere, all of a sudden you get a blessing, a check come in out of nowhere. That's a raven coming, because God is sustaining you regardless of your situation. God has the ability to stretch things.
Yes, he does. Yes, he do.
My brothers and sisters, we will see also in this message how Jesus was dealing with a disciple named Philip, who appeared to have a pessimistic faith. Pessimistic. As believers, we know that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the complete trust in someone or something. In other words, you and I don't need to see it to believe it.
Amen.
Because our faith is enough. Jesus said in Luke 17 and 6, if ye have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder places, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you.
Amen.
Have you ever seen that formula play out in your life?
Oh, yes.
And you exercise your faith, and you saw what God will do.
Yes.
I say it so often because I've seen God at work.
Amen.
Many of you, maybe a lot of you, came up during the 30s, maybe 40s, And you saw what depression was like, and you saw what God did. When there was nothing, but God has ability to stretch because you understood the formula.
Oh, yes, he does.
There's something about blessings.
Amen.
Bless God and get a blessing. Bless God and see what he will do. Bless God. We've forgotten how to bless him. When we return back to our foundational structure, we will see what God will do. And America is being humble today because America won't bless God anymore.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, faith is a complete trust. Not knowing where your next meal comes from, not knowing if that check would be there. Faith is complete trust. So Jesus began dealing with this man called Philip concerning the multitude that followed him. And this multitude had seen Jesus through miraculous miracles. For it states in verse 1, it says, after these things, what things? Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. Jesus had the ability to heal sick, give sight to the blind, and raise the dead. What kind of man is it that they were following? They were following a man who performed miracle after miracle after miracle. My brothers and sisters, a man that was paralytic. Jesus had a deformed body, and the Lord told him, pick up your bed and walk. Here, just move. By his word, how could he do such thing? Because he speaks reality. I shared in our Bible study that everything comes from him in truth. He speaks reality. He cannot lie because everything that he says is definitive. Amen. Let there be. Amen. And whatever he wanted to be, that's what it will be.
Amen.
Let there be food. Let there be horses and cows. And let there be mountains and trees. And it has to be because the Lord God speaks reality. He doesn't have to formulate it and make it. He didn't take the elements of this world and make it. The only thing he formulated and made was us.
Yes.
But everything else, he spoke it into existence. And so the same God who is speaking things into existence spoke to a man who had a diseased body and said, get up.
Yes.
The same man who spoke to Lazarus and said, come out of that grave. Lazarus had been dead and his body was reeking with stench. But the word that Jesus spoke has power over death. And Lazarus got out of the grave by the words of God, the words of our Lord. And he moved. And he got up. And he lived. My brothers and sisters, in this particular setting, we see Jesus knew that the people that was following him, motives was not right. They were following him, Brother Martin, because they had seen him do miracle after miracle after miracle. And when you are a miracle worker, folks will follow you, but sometimes their motives is not right. They will follow you, and as a result of that, they begin to lose focus on the one who actually does the healing.
Yes.
They begin to believe something unusual. They begin to see the physical and not the spiritual. And those that were following him came following him for a particular reason, because they wanted something from him, and it wasn't anything to do with spiritual stuff. My brothers and sisters, Jesus knew their heart. Because the people were following him for what they could get from him, not by what he said. And there are times that people will follow you because what they can get from you.
Amen.
Jesus went up into the mountain and he sat with his disciples. For it states in verse 5, John said, then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing the great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him or to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Philip forgot the fact that he, in his own mind, limited God. And as believers, we should never do that, because God is without limits.
Amen.
I can't make it. If I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. Mm-hmm. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Mm-hmm. How many times have we limited God? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Stop speaking things into your life.
Amen.
There's power in the tongue. My brothers and sisters, Philip, like us at times, have not yet learned that we cannot limit God.
Amen.
And that we should never underestimate him. For God is God, and he is limitless. Over 2,000 years ago, Brother Philip did not think that anything could be done to feed so many people. In his own limited imagination, it would take more than a half a year wage just to feed them a bite to eat, and that wouldn't satisfy one of them. But Philip forgot, and we sometimes forget too at times, that Philip was in the presence of God, the Son of God. Philip had the Lord Jesus right there with him. In Antioch, we too have the Lord in spirit right here. Right in this place. Where two or three are gathered in my name, that I am in the... The Lord has said, I'm with you wherever you are, where two or three are gathered, and there's a conversation about me, I'm there. Remember the two men on the Emmaus Road, they were talking about the Lord, and the Lord appeared right there with them, where two or three are gathered. When you start talking about the Lord shows up. So in this place, in this body, in this congregation, when you start talking about the Lord, he shows up. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is in the midst. In verse 8 it states, one of his disciples named Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? How can we limit the Lord, who is the maker, the creator of all things? We don't have enough money, first of all, but we don't have enough food. Out of all of the men and women who had followed Jesus that day, the only one who brought a sack lunch was a boy. Over 5,000 men, not including the women, only one boy. My brother says this was not an accident. Is it possible that God, who is all-knowing, also sent a small boy unto a mountainside, carrying 5 loaves and 2 fish, specifically to enable Jesus to perform the miracle of the feeding of 5,000 in order to teach Philip and Andrew and later us that we should never limit God?
Amen.
Pastor, we don't have enough. I can't see it. You're not supposed to see it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. You're not supposed to see what God is doing, because God is exercising something in us called faith. And the more you depend on that faith, the more God begins to open doors. A door will never open before its time.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise.